Orion Rubik marker, with under 8 minutes remaining in regulation, proved to be the game winner as the Greater Sudbury Cubs grinded out a narrow 3-2 triumph over the Powassan Voodoos Thursday night in Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League play at Jerry McCrory Countryside Sports Complex. Generating the majority of shots on net in the opening 20 minutes, Greater Sudbury eventually solved Powassan goaltender Austin Seibel deep in the session when Nolan Newton stuffed in a wraparound during a man-advantage opportunity. The tally saw Newton score for a fifth straight outing while also extending a consecutive game point streak to 7, while with an assist, Captain Mason Citeroni collected a point in 10 straight. Moving to the middle frame, the Voodoos drew level with a late power play chance of their own. On the marker, Justin Rousseau spun in front and fed Caden Koval in the slot, who wired a shot past Cubs netminder Carson Chartier for his team-leading 22nd goal of the season, which came at 18:57. Heading to the third period, Koval just missed on a shorthanded breakaway early on with a quality chance to put the visitors in front. Countering, Greater Sudbury regained the lead while up a skater at 6:43 when Newton sent a cross-ice pass over to Citeroni in the right circle, who whipped it past Seibel on a night in which he reached 100 career points in NOJHL action. Adding an even strength effort at 12:13, the home side got the eventual difference maker as Spencer Horgan muscled a backhand from the end boards over to Rubik, who quickly snapped in. Collecting the second assist on that goal was Ben Harris as he got a helper in his 200th NOJHL game. Getting back to within one once more, Caleb Dawson pumped in a loose puck on a power play and with Seibel out for an extra attacker with 44 seconds to go. Mason Rotundo, playing his 100th NOJHL game, was credited with an assist on the Dawson power play marker. Pushing right to the end, the Voodoos pressured once more for an equalizer, however the Cubs held on for the narrow victory. Greater Sudbury wraps up their regular season with a league-best record of 4-4-6-1-1 and will be the number one seed in the upcoming playoffs. As for 2-2-2-3-0-5 Powassan, they have two games left on their slate, including hosting Iroquois Falls Friday at 7 p.m., prior to a best-of-seven series versus the Hearst Lumberjacks to commence their playoffs.